I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, and happy Monday, and happy June to all of our amazing listeners. Today, I am proud to share with you some general entertainment information and some clips from my attendance at the private screening for In Silence, an incredible short film written and produced by my good friend Ruba Mansouri and directed by my friend Kate Espada. It was such a wonderful experience to be there with my friends and see her work come to life on screen. I want to share my healthy habits tip for today. Dr. Ellen Ferrante and I are going to start a whole day dedicated to health and healthy habits on Wednesdays starting this week. And many of you know that I'm a health coach and that I have struggled with my own weight. And here is what I see as the most important thing for your health. First of all, we all need to love ourselves. We need to care about ourselves enough to have the strength to do what is better for ourselves. We can't take care of other people. We can't really accomplish anything if we're not taking care of ourselves. Second is to have the confidence to believe that you are enough. You are enough and you are worthy of love, whether you are loving yourself, whether others are loving you, but don't look to anyone else to validate you and make you feel special and important. We eat what we call, and I'm doing air quotes right now that you can't see, comfort food when we're feeling sad or down. But the truth is, ultimately, it just makes us feel worse. It makes us feel full and fat and bloated, and then, of course, just feel bad about ourselves for eating it. Working towards a healthy lifestyle, healthy food, and loving yourself and trusting yourself and feeling the confidence in yourself is the best thing you can possibly do. Follow your dreams. Do what you love, because living a life that you hate is a sure way to also need to feed the emptiness from not doing what it is that you actually want to do. So my healthy tip for today is love yourself and take good care of yourself. Now I'm going to share some of the sounds from the private premiere of In Silence.
I am here, and we just saw a private screening of two short films, Aperture by Luke Winter and In Silence, an amazing new film by my incredible friend, Ruba Therese Mansouri. So I have Ruba here, and Ruba did almost everything on this film herself. She did have a director and a tech crew and obviously other actors involved. But Ruba starred in the film, wrote the film, produced the film, and I'm just so impressed. And being Ruba's friend, I was actually, peripherally at least, involved in some of her angst during the process. But Ruba, just talk about what it means to you tonight to actually finally see it up on the screen and share it with people.
You know, it's such a weird feeling when you make something and then you've seen the finished product and you're like, oh, I'm really proud of myself. But to have like your close friends watch it and react to it, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's so surreal, I guess, to, you know, years ago I would complain about, oh, I'm not getting lead roles, and I was really upset about it. And actually that's really what prompted me to make this film. I was like, you know what, I want to star in a film, and I was on my way. I know this is not even part of your question, but
it's all good.
Yeah,
your process is what we want to know.
Yes. Long story short, what happened was I was on my way to shoot for a friend's film, but I was like the funny neighbor, and I got, at that moment, I was just so frustrated about always getting the funny parts, and I, or like, you know, just not the lead parts, and I was like, fuck that. And I literally jotted down 7 pages on the subway.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't know where that came from. It was really weird. It was like a scary feeling. And I was like, I think I'm going to write a script. I don't know what I'm doing, but here I have 7 pages. And yeah, so seeing it now, from that moment.
Yes.
And now being in a room with like my friends and family members and just like seeing it finished is such a... I don't know. I think I'm still processing.
Of course.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. I mean, I'm just so incredibly proud of you. And what a triumph. You know, I remember the first time that I produced a show and how I felt that night. And this has got to be almost on another level. So how long ago was that moment? How long ago was that moment of you writing that 7 pages? Like, so how long did it take to get from there till here?
That was in January. And then Luke was a huge part of helping me. He was my script supervisor. He really helped me with the script really throughout till the last day. And actually, I have to give credit to Kate, too. I did not do this all on my own. Kate helped me with the script, too, because I was struggling with certain scenes, and she came up with, like, really good ideas. And so it was a team effort, but it was from January, and then we shot in August. So it took a long time. Like, I think that's a long time to, like... You know, it's a short film,
right?
And I know I have friends who write scripts in like 2-3 days.
Yeah.
But this was my first one writing a script. Like, there is a format. There is, you know, it was so new to me.
Right.
So I'm happy. I worked with people I trusted who knew what they were doing to help me like format it and tell the story properly. But also,
right. I'm gonna let Ruba pause because some of her fans, it looks like, want to say goodnight to her. So we're gonna take a quick pause and then we're gonna bring Ruba back. So now I have Kate Espada, and she was the outstanding director of In Silence. Kate is also a friend who has done some shows with us in the past, and wanted to get a few words from her. How did you get involved in this film?
Well, I believe Ruba originally wanted me to shoot it. She wanted me to be the director of photography, but I was going out of town to work on a different project, and that sort of fell through, and she called me up and asked me if I was interested in directing it, so it just felt like a good idea, so I came back.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously it was a good idea, because the film is really beautiful. I know that as a friend of Ruba's, I remember kind of talking through some of her angst, and... I know that she had some concerns. What did you feel you needed to do to sort of get yourself into the mind of a Muslim woman when you're not a Muslim yourself?
That was one of the hardest parts of it, but I think ultimately I just tried to talk to her about every step of the story, and we worked on the script a lot. There was one day where we sat down for like 7 hours at a Wendy's and just went through the entire thing, and what were the points of the actual story that hit you the hardest, because ultimately she just wanted to tell her story and I wanted to tell her story. So I think taking a step back and just trying to help her find the best points to exhibit it was what I had to do.
Well, and I have to be honest, just in watching it, that I certainly see why there is an aspect of the story and the character where being Muslim is important, in the sense of why some of these things were even more difficult, why she felt she had nobody to talk to. But I feel like it's a woman's story. Like, I think every woman can relate to the story.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because of several different people who have seen it. Like, I was sort of editing my own version of it at a friend's house, and she was watching it. She's not Muslim. She's really got not much, maybe nothing in common with the character, except that they're both women. And she afterwards told me that it was a very, very hard-hitting thing for her as well, even though she has absolutely nothing in common with the character, but just something about her experience of being a woman and feeling this, like, impulse yet shame regarding sex.
Yeah.
Something about that meant something to her, and I've had other women who have watched it tell me sort of similar things. So, I mean, obviously we weren't trying to exclude anyone making this. It wasn't like we were saying this film is not for men. I think it's for anyone who's...
Oh, well, and I think it's for men too, because there's then that level of maybe... Because I think a lot of men... I think there are men that are just jerks, like, you know, the character in the film. And then I think there are men who don't mean to be jerks, but they just don't get it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think think there's, you know, women who are jerks, there's like anyone who's a jerk, but for sure I think that anybody could kind of get something out of this if they wanted to, or they could be very offended by it if they wanted to, but either way you're causing a reaction. That's all we want, right?
Well, no, exactly. And I don't think it was, I don't even think it was unfair to the male character, because I think you could even see from his perspective how maybe he felt a little blindsided by the conversation.
Yeah.
And maybe just, you know, reacted badly, but maybe he wasn't that bad of a guy either.
Right.
You know, and I think that, you know, relationships are hard, relationships are complicated. And then once you get involved into some of the different aspects of, you know, what might happen after the fact, it gets complicated and difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your favorite part of doing it?
My favorite part of doing this? I mean, my favorite part is always being on set and collaborating with lots of different artists and technicians. And I think we had a pretty good time on the set. Things sort of went more smoothly than they could have. And we didn't have any horrible mishaps, which is always a blessing. And
All right. And so do you have a funny, like, behind-the-scenes story you can tell us that maybe we wouldn't know if we weren't here today?
Well, the day that we were shooting at the doctor's office, Ruba sent our PA Logan with our assistant director, Olha, to Domino's to pick up a pizza, and Olha had Ruba's credit card, and so she came in the door, and they already knew that Ruba had ordered this pizza, and the woman working behind the counter was also named Ruba, and so the man in the store was so excited, he's like, here comes Ruba, and so Olha had to lie that she was Ruba, and they were very excited and welcoming of Ruba, fake Ruba, and they were like asking her, when we need your zip code, so she was like furtively googling zip codes in Queens so she didn't have to give up the ghost. And yeah, that whole charade I think lasted like 15 to 20 minutes, and she never let it down, and they escaped the Domino's with the pizza
and with everybody still believing that she was in fact Ruba.
She managed to pull it off. Yes, that was one of my favorites.
I've had that a couple of times when my mother has had a surgery, and I went to pick up her prescriptions, and you know, you just kind of go in there and say prescription for Beverly Simmons. Like, you don't try to sit here and say, because probably if I say it's my mother who just had surgery, they'd let me anyway. But you try to just hope they think it's you. And like, they asked me her address, and I know how to get to her house, but I totally forgot her address, because she's not where we lived all our lives or anything like that. So I had this moment of like, it's up the hill here. It's for my mom. So at least she didn't have to do that. That's cool. Well, Kate, I really appreciate you talking to us today. Is there anything else that you think you want to share about the film that I haven't asked you?
Hard to say. I think anybody else out there who has ever felt alone in a time of personal struggle, I hope that if you see the film, you can find something that gives you some strength and makes you feel less alone in the world. And that's why we make things, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really great. And I have to say, having seen some of the struggles that Ruba went through on the film, and just knowing, you know, that all of us are kind of struggling artists, that the other thing is, you know, I think there's so many of us who have kind of projects in mind that we'd love to get done and we're not sure that we can. And there was not one minute of this process, I know this for a fact, that Ruba wasn't afraid that it was never going to actually happen. And here it is. We just saw the finished product, and it's brilliant. So
she really pulled it off, and it was all her hard work, and
your hard work too.
Totally, but she pulled the whole thing together. This was her baby. Yeah. So I was just glad to be part of it.
Yeah, so keep dreaming and make your dreams come true. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits. And to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas, Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's Juliana Caraturo-Kind Campaign. Thank you. Before I get back into the rest of the clips I have from my night enjoying the premiere of In Silence, we want to just give some love and support to some of the other local theater companies in the area. There is such a rich entertainment community here in the tri-state area that I hope some of you are taking advantage of it. We featured Sister Act at the Westchester Broadway Theater, and this is the final month to catch that. That will be playing from now until July 1st. You can get information on that by going to BroadwayTheater.com. Sister Act plays through July 1st, and then they will be showing Anything Goes, and then a long run of Phantom of the Opera. We feature Julia Genoveva of G Squared Productions, and the next evening with Julia and friends will be on Saturday, June 23rd. That's Saturday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. at Studios 353 at 353 West 48th Street on the second floor. The Family Repertory Company will then be having a cabaret night the following weekend on Friday, June 29th in the same room, the second floor at Studios 353 at 353 West 48th Street. And that's a cabaret just to reintroduce the new season before the Family Repertory presents its series of short stories on Saturday, July 7th. That will be at the Playroom Theater, and the Playroom Theater is at 151 West 46th Street, 8th floor. It's a great night of stories, some written by Marvin Camillo Valentine, the artistic director of the Family Repertory Company, and then three pieces written by friends and or board members of the family. And yes, Danielle and I have started on the musical, What I Always Wanted to Do, the musical for Dark Knight Productions. And this is the 10th anniversary celebration. So the theme this year is A Perfect 10. We are still seeking out exact venues and dates and times, but it will be the last weekend in July. So For sure, there will be performances on Friday and Saturday, July 27th and 28th, with possible performances on Thursday the 26th or a matinee on Sunday the 29th. So now I'd like to share some audience reaction from In Silence. And then we did get to get a few more words from Ruba once she was, you know, able to be social and mingle with the crowd. And she finished up some of her thoughts on the film In Silence.
So I have a few of the audience members here, and I wanted to get some reaction from the audience. How did you like In Silence?
Oh my God, it was amazing. Like, it was so well done. Beautiful.
Yes, and I thought the choice of the topic was, like, very, like, well-picked, because, like, that's a side you don't see
in
Muslim women. And for her to be Muslim and to took a lot of courage, and I could imagine the pain that she went through even just, like, making this. And it was just, like, so well-made and, like, so emotional just watching, not having any experience as a Muslim, but, like...
Right.
So I can just imagine what she went through, but she did
Absolutely.
An amazing, amazing job.
Well, and I was just speaking with Kate, the director, and I asked her how, as a non-Muslim, you know, how did she meet the challenges? But one of the things I said from being in the audience is that I felt that there's reasons why being a Muslim makes the story, you know, makes her journey a little difficult, and why she felt she couldn't talk to anybody. But I feel like any woman can relate to the story. And then the interesting thing, we started to talk about whether or not men could relate to the story, and that's why I picked two of my very favorite men in the audience to speak to first. And so from that perspective, though, let us know, like, how it touched you and moved you.
I mean, I felt as a man, I can't say that I could relate directly, but as far as watching how everything unfolded, then yeah, I mean, you do sympathize with her, because that whole situation, we've all been there in that kind of situation, but in different, obviously I've never been, like, pregnant or any of those other guys, but
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Although then again, we could probably make a lot of money if we got you pregnant.
Hey, man, we have something to work towards.
Light bulb.
Here we come, Oprah. No, but it really was amazing and touching, because yes, she's a woman, she's Muslim, but there is a way to relate to it.
Right.
Of course.
Like,
because we've all done things that maybe after the fact we thought we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Or
worrying about parents. And
worried about what our parents would think, or what our friends would think.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, gone through that moment of, like, oh God, I might have made a much bigger mistake than I even realized.
Exactly.
I have Salvador Concha, the boyfriend of the filmmaker, here. And I want to hear from your perspective as someone who had, you know, the nights at home alone and everything else. How did you feel tonight, finally seeing the fruits of Ruba's labor?
I feel very proud, and seeing the outcome of the people coming here to watch and support her was amazing. I loved it. I loved it very much, and I know it's going to go far.
Good.
Really,
so worth the long nights.
Yes, it definitely is.
Okay.
Worth the long nights.
Thank you, Sal.
Thought provoking. Very thought provoking. Something that needed to be put out.
I think the film did a very good job of connecting something that all of us can relate to as a woman or a man, and presenting it in a way that we had never seen before from the perspective of a religious group or a minority, from their perspective.
Okay, no, it was so intense in a good, like, in a really good way.
Yes.
It was very eye-opening. Well, and it makes me want to just, like, hug everyone, and I don't like to hug strangers. No, it makes me feel like there's definitely a lot that I don't know about that community.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart.
Yeah.
To be very honest, it was very heartbreaking to think that there's this entire group of women out there who feel like they have nobody to talk to and they have nowhere to go. And I was like, man, that really sucks.
I know. I actually loved at the end when that guy in the audience was like, why didn't you talk to me? Right? Like, that was so cool.
And everybody's like, oh. But no, but sorry. But as a woman and not a minority, because I'm super obviously not a minority. I'm like, I'm the most middle class white girl ever. And I would say I even have what I would call a relatively strong support system. But in a situation like that, I think I would feel the exact same way.
It's hard. I said the same thing.
Because,
like, as a woman, you definitely see it. Not me, because yes. I talk too much, but...
I think, but in a situation like that, because it doesn't matter whether you're a minority or not. I mean, obviously, it's a much bigger deal for them because there's a religious aspect or whatever. But I think there's so much shame put around anything related to sex.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
That, like,
absolutely.
Even healthy, good sex.
Right.
No, like, true. People are like, oh, you did that with him in bed? And like, yes, because we love each other, and I wanted to do that in bed.
You just reminded me, the next day after I lost my virginity, which was my freshman year in college, I was walking on campus at school to a chorus rehearsal, and I remember literally walking around going, everybody knows.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually been a goal
horrible.
Of mine.
Yeah.
No.
Horrible.
In the last several years, because I was, some of you know, some of you don't, I was in a relationship where the sex was used as a weapon. And so, yeah, and it was really bad. So I was very, like, lots of shame and lots of, like, oh my gosh. And going from that into a relationship where the sex is very healthy and there's lots of open communication, and I'm like, I trust this person in bed, and I trust this person that they're not gonna hurt me, they're not gonna take advantage of me. It's just this super eye-opening experience where I was like, whoa, sex actually can be, like, enjoyable, and someone can love you through this, and someone can, like, you can share just this amazing thing to the point, right, to the point that I'm just like, I just want to talk about sex all the time now.
It is easier to talk about it when it's good than when it's bad. That is true.
And I'm just like, no shame, whatever.
Yeah.
So cool. Deeply, intensely eye-opening.
See, this is what the film does. We're hugging and we're supporting each other because we love each other.
How is that? Like, if being Muslim and living the life that we all do live, but having to constrict yourself living in silence without being judged?
So are you talking about, like, just in my life personally, or just
in the film, or film? Either or both?
The film portrays a reality that the Muslim community deals with. We don't like to talk about sex, and that's really hush hush. And you know, even so, like, even if you're married, you know, it is what it is, but they just expect you to, like, you know, be celibate until, you know, or just, you know, don't do it until you're married, you know?
Sex is for babies, right?
Yeah. So I just really wanted to address that, and, you know, that's not the reality, you know? And, like, if I have kids, as much as I don't want my 16 or 17 or 18-year-old, you know, to have sex before, probably I'll be that person. I'll be like, don't get me, you know, hold off as much long as you can, but I want my kids to talk to me, you know? Muslim kids, we don't have anyone to talk to, you know, because we cannot go up to our... I have friends who are Muslim who've had abortions, you know? They've never... Their parents don't know they've been through that. Like, you know, so it's, you know, or people who've had, you know, any type of, like, disease or whatever. Like, you know, you go through it in silence because you have no one to reach out to, but then you can't reach out to the non-Muslim community because they have no idea what your culture is like and the baggage
that comes with it. That other people, you know, like you said, we're not all terrorists, you know, those kind of things like that.
Yeah.
There's all these different preconceived notions and stereotypes that are put on the Muslim community. And this show, this movie, really opened up and showed they're just like everyone else, you know? Like, everyone is the same.
Right.
And we all go through the same things. We're just all different.
That's kind of what I want. I want to speak for my community that doesn't really have a voice. I feel like our voice is very muffled, and it's portrayed as one... We're portrayed as just one type of, you know, thing.
Keep talking.
Yeah, for this one, yeah.
But I also knew that, like, every woman could relate to this, you know?
Yes.
Like, she's had scares of, like, different
type
of scares, you know? And so...
And I've actually had feedback from quite a few of the men and the level on which even men can relate to it. So that's really great. I mean, because you want to be able to tell a universal story. Ruby, the big question that I actually have for you now is, I'm hoping as your friend, and I feel like by being able to make this film, obviously you, at least on a personal level, have stopped feeling like you have to live in silence. I mean, do you at least now feel that you have people in your life that you can talk to?
I do. I think if nothing else, I want like women in the Muslim community to see this and be like, oh, like there are other, I know they know we're out there, but like I would love for us to have a space where we can talk to each other about, you know, because I know you can't go to your aunt or your mom or your dad or whatever, but maybe, you know, that's why that last scene at the end, believe it or not, it actually happened to someone, and I didn't know it when we wrote it. So that, yeah, so it was very powerful that that happened to someone I know who's Muslim, who ended up meeting someone else there for another reason.
Who helped her.
Her helped her. And I, the fact that that happened in real life and I didn't even know and I just wrote that, it was very moving. So
I mean, I would assume that there's been a situation where that happened. Because certainly, I mean, I think I would, I mean, I'd like to believe I would do it. If I was sitting there and I saw this going on, I'd offer to take the person home. I mean, you know.
Right.
So it's, that's why the line in the film, we say, I never expected to see another Muslim sister, another sister here, because of all the places, you know, we keep it to ourselves and we have to deal with it by ourselves. But then, you know, to find someone else in your community there, you're like, oh my God, like, I can't believe, you know, it just, I don't know, it just brings us together. And at least they have that, for those few moments in that film, they had each other.
Yes.
And that's why my character breaks down at the end, because she looks around. I mean, if you watch the movie, it pans out. There's no one in there because I wanted people to see that she's alone again.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, it was beautiful, Ruba. Thank you for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, Janice Clark with Social Media Help Not Hype continues our education on Instagram. Now that we've all set up our accounts, she will teach us some more tips and tricks on how to get the best use out of Instagram for our business. Please be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. Remember that together we can make a difference and make today a great day. Thank you, everybody.